Welcome back to Bears Blitz, powered by Xfinity. Time for our weekly visit with ChicagoBears.com senior writer Larry Mayer, who gets to go up to his favorite place in the world, Lambeau Field, coming up this Sunday night. Is that a true fact? No?
I actually enjoy going up there. It's a really great atmosphere, great bratwurst. Everything's pretty good up there.
That's one of the three of us. Now, usually we're pretty offense-centric here on Thursdays, what with Jay Cutler, Matt Forte usually taking the podium. But before we get to the offense, I know you before the Bears have a chance offensively, the defense has to clean some things up in this particular matchup against Green Bay.
Exactly right, Chris. And I know, especially with a national TV game, the sexy angle is going to be Jay Cutler's record against the Green Bay Packers. I think it all starts on defense. The Bears have lost 8 of the last 9 games against Green Bay, and there's been one common denominator. See if you can guess what it is.
Lots of touchdowns.
I'll give you a hint, number 12. Aaron Rodgers has owned the Bears the last several years. The only game that the Bears won was last year when Shea McClellan knocked him out with a broken collarbone. So to me, the number one priority going into this game is stop the Green Bay Packers. The Bears defense was not able to do that at all in the Week 4 meeting, giving up 5 touchdowns and a field goal in the first 6 possessions, then a missed field goal. Mm-hmm. If you go back to last year's game that everybody wants to forget about, Green Bay scored in their last 2 drives in that game, too. You have to stop the Green Bay Packers. I know everybody's talking about ball control. Bears need to score touchdowns and stop Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, simple as that.
But how you score those touchdowns is extremely important. And that's something that we tend to forget about, because everybody thinks that if you fall behind by 10 points, then you have to start scrambling and throwing the football all over the park. And that's not true. What that leads to, I think, is more points by the opposition. When you keep unloading the football, putting it up in the air, and it's 3 and outs. The other thing I'm fascinated to hear from your perspective, my friend, is the one thing that we don't think Green Bay may be able to do well, what is it that they may come out and try, or at least attempt to do well in this game?
Green Bay, run the ball with Eddie Lacy.
That's exactly right. That's the thing that I'm thinking. They would love to get their run game going for real, because that's the one thing that probably preventing them from an offensive standpoint of really being up, you know, stepped up as high as they could possibly go, because certainly know that they've got the quarterback and they do it.
Well, Larry mentioned the emphasis on running the ball. Let's hear what Mark Trestman had to say. As part of that equation in keeping Green Bay's offense on the field, remaining committed to the run, as Jiggs mentioned, even if you might be falling behind early in the game. Here's Mark Trestman today.
I didn't overly analyze that part of it going into each and every game, and I think that I look at balance as we want to run the ball when we feel it's important to run the ball, and we want to throw it when we feel that's the best way to move the ball. I think most of the time I do feel that way. There's times where I try not to get ahead of myself in terms of play calling. I'm sure there's times that I have done that. You know, I won't deny that. But I can't be specific. I would assume that during the course of the 8 weeks that did happen.
The pass-run ratio in the first half of the season was roughly 62-37, 63-37. That made the man on my immediate left grumble a whole lot more. If they come close, Larry, to having the same kind of success that they had in Week 4, does that ratio almost have to flip against Green Bay, keeping the ball on the ground?
I do expect the Bears to try to establish the run. They ran for 235 yards in this game, which was the most in several decades, I believe. The problem is, like we said before, it's the defense. The defense has to stop them. The Bears possessed the ball. The Bears did everything on offense, really, except have success in the red zone in this game. They left too many points on the field by not getting into the end zone and converting those drives that they moved the ball. The Bears had almost 500 yards of offense. But again, it's the defense that needs to stop Green Bay. It's great to establish the run, and I think one benefit of establishing the run is your play-action passes are going to work. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the defense doesn't know what's coming. They can't pin their ears back. You're not going to have second and long, third and long. You're going to have makeable situations. But again, 36 minutes of possession, the Bears lose by 21 points. You got to stop the Green Bay Packers.
Can we back up for a second, though? I'm going to quote Gene Stallings, who I believe was quoting Bear Bryant when he told me this. He says, all those numbers, you know, sound great, but never confuse activity with accomplishment. And what that is activity. Unless you put it into the end zone, it's all activity. That's why it gets back to taking care of the football, particularly when you get down into the red area, because you put all that work in. You put all that work in to get down the field, and then you give it away. You maybe even flip the field in terms of the turnover, coming back and getting down, and the opposition has good field position. That's why it's important when you get down there to really concentrate, lock in, and put points on the board. So
absolutely,
the way you do that, you're right. Run the football. Play action leads right off of that. If you watch Green Bay, yeah, that's what they do. You watch a lot of the success. again, I go back to the New England Patriots. What did they do? They worked everybody the last few weeks with play action. Because why? Because they finally established a little bit of a run game. And that's all it takes is a smidge of a run game. You establish that, and all of a sudden, the defense starts buying in.
Plus, offensively, the Bears need to start quicker. If you look at their last four games, three of them they haven't scored in the first quarter. If you look at the first two drives of each of those games, so you have eight drives, you have seven punts and one interception, the Bears have to get off to a better start, much like they did in week four when they drove the length of the field against the Packers.
That was one of the better drives of the season, and he was asked about that. Jay Cutler was earlier today about whether that opening drive against Green Bay, and he agreed it was one of the better ones. If this offense is going to click, though, they have to do it without Matt Slauson, who is lost for the year with that pec injury. So a little bit of offensive line shuffling going on, and offensive line coach and offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer addressed what they're going to do with Jordan Mills and Michael Ola, who plays right tackle, who plays left guard.
We feel like Jordan's got the talent to play guard or tackle, and so what we're doing now is we used a combination of three different combinations on the offensive line today in practice, and we did the same thing yesterday. With the way that the season has unfolded, you know, we've had multiple injuries, and we want to make sure that we're prepared at this point with Slauson out. To be able to rotate where we see fit, where the best combination is, and so that's what we're doing at this point. Well, it really comes down to, you know, do they make it through another game, and then are you prepared if something happens at that point? That's the most important thing is we're to the point now where we have to make sure that we have alternatives. Because also with Evan Britton being out as well, it's changed it in multiple ways. And so your backup plans aren't the same backup plans throughout the year. So we're just trying to make sure that everything fits accordingly if something else happens.
Yeah, not only do you have Slauson out, but Evan Britton having that emergency appendectomy last week. So that kind of throws another wrench into things. Obviously, they're looking for a little bit more versatility if, you know, knock on whatever, they should happen to suffer another injury. The times we've been out in practice the last couple days, it's been Mills back at right tackle, Ola at left guard. Do you think that's the way they end up on Sunday night?
It's really difficult to tell. They were shuffling so many guys in and out there. I could have sworn I saw Jiggs, Noah, and Reavy all
in
there today.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But it will be interesting to see what happens because 2 days ago they had Jordan Mills playing at left guard and moving him back to right tackle. But they're trying everybody in there, and Brian De La Puente is also getting some action at left guard. So I think what they're doing, they want to see what the best five is, but not only that, they want to see, okay, if this guy gets hurt, who's going to be the next man in? What are they going to do? They're talking about all their alternatives because, like Cromer said today, the backup plan early in the season is not the same as it is now. And given the fact that Slauson is out, the Bears will start their sixth different combination in 9 games at offensive line after starting all the same five guys all 16 games last year.
You know, I was talking to Slauson earlier this week on another show, and he was talking about the fact that he had never really been injured up until this point. His whole career.
Wow.
He's been rolling along and rolling along, and all of a sudden, here it comes. All in one season.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours after those all five starters having 16, all 16 starts a year ago. In terms of any twists, turns we might see in the offense, tweaks to the offense this week, I know it was brought up a little bit earlier in the week, maybe there might work Jay out of the pocket a little bit to give Green Bay something to think about. Would you be surprised if that happens, or is there anything you might be looking for in terms of any tweaks or new looks that they might be able to afford Green Bay?
I'd be a little surprised if they set up some rollouts with Jay Cutler. I mean, I think he does a great job of throwing in the pocket. Not only that, I think he's underrated as an athlete in terms of him buying time in the pocket. Aaron Rodgers does it better than anybody. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, but I think Jay does a good job keeping plays alive with his feet, as we're seeing on some of these highlights here. So I'd be a little surprised if they had some designed rollouts, especially against a 3-4 defense, when you don't know where Matthews is, you don't know where Peppers is lining up. One wrinkle we might see is Matt Forte and Kadeem Carey on the field at the same time. That's happened a few times, and with Matt Forte's excellent receiving ability, that's another way to free him up in space, get him the ball. Matt Forte, I think, has been the MVP so far this season.
And the other thing, when you're going against a 30 front, you're probably going to see a fair share of blitzes. The good news is, though, most of the time, those will be linebackers, which leads you to saying, well, you can solidify your protection with a running back on a linebacker. I like that matchup a lot better.
Plus, Matt Forte is excellent at picking up blitzes.
Yes,
and he's also good at slipping out of the backfield, getting the ball in his hands, and picking up yards. But like I said before, the Bears got to stay ahead of the chains, not being second and long and third and long where the Packers know they're going to have to pass.
You know, Larry, you mentioned something on that. I think it kind of every week we talk a little bit about it, but I think it bears a discussion again, and that is Cutler's ability to get out of the pocket and put pressure on the defense with his legs. I think it's one of his most valuable tools, and he should probably use it a little bit more.
He can, but it's not always that easy. I know a lot of times when they play against teams with zone, it's tough to run when you're the quarterback because you have everybody dropping coverage looking at you. When it's man-to-man, it's a little different because the defenders are turning and running with the guys. Right, and if you have three guys on one side of the field, it's going to open up the other side of the field. So I think he's done a pretty good job of taking off. I think, number one, he should think about throwing the ball, which he has. But I think he has done a good job of taking off and running, especially when it's third and six, third and seven, and he sees the first down marker.
Every time you see him drop back, you see Wesley go, no! Oh, okay. maybe those are the times you want to think about running it then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Larry, thanks very much for coming in and visiting. Be safe along the 43 on the way up.
Thank you. Can't wait. It's going to be a fun ride up there.
Say hi to all the deer and whatever else.
I hope not.
Senior writer, ChicagoBears.com, Larry Mayer, joining us here on Bears Blitz.